Welcome back to Tell Me Your Story, New Paradigms for a New World. I'm Richard Dugan, your host, and we take our pause here in the middle of our program to talk with Beth McDonald of Beth McDonald Consulting, as well as BethMcDonaldConsulting.com on the web at Facebook, Beth McDonald Consulting, and also LinkedIn, and she's available via the phone at 805-963-0842. Here we are. It's now the second Sunday of... I believe this is the 9th of November, and we've had our election, and all the results are probably in, and maybe your candidate won or didn't win, but the fact is now we have to move forward. Now we have to embrace what is and begin to move forward. Are we still in that resting phase as of yet, or is it now time to start gearing up?
Well, no, we're going to be in a resting phase for a long time. The sun is still in Scorpio. We've just had a full moon. And so, you know, one of the things I noticed is in the period just before the full moon, which was like the election and, you know, voting and tabulating the results and all that, you know, emotions can get pretty high. My phone rings a lot around full moons. You know, full moons are great because they put us in touch with what we're really feeling. The bad news is, you know, as Americans, we don't really put a value on managing emotions properly. You know, we kind of value irrationality. It's kind of okay in our society for people to be acting out. You know, we allow this. We don't really emphasize the importance of rational, calm discussions, adult behavior, negotiating, compromising, working things out. You know, we're a society built on sensationalism. And so, you know, so that's why people like you and I and the things that we do have a place here, because we're always the ones who are kind of helping talk people down off the skinny branches. And so, you know, right now, it can be a time of greater excitability because of the elections, because we just had such intense Mercury retrograde and eclipse experiences. We all just got a huge kind of download, cosmic download or upgrade from the universe. It reminds me of when Microsoft suddenly takes charge of my computer and downloads new information that I didn't know was coming and wasn't ready for. You know, it's like that on an intellectual, emotional basis.
And you were in the middle of something, too.
Yeah, and you're living your life, right?
Yeah, exactly.
You're still paying the bills and getting the kids to school and managing all that. And so, again, this is a time where we have this great series of conflicts. In the natural world, things are slowing down, and there's more time to rest and regenerate. But in American society, we make some really interesting choices. This is the time of year when we tend to really ramp things up.
Oh, yeah.
There's more parties. Mm-hmm. There's more pressure. Mm-hmm. There's more expenses. There's more obligations and duties and responsibilities.
Yeah.
And I am always telling people to slow things the heck down.
Yeah.
And don't get caught up in all the hype. And make these we're now into the holiday season. You know, Thanksgiving is just around the corner, and thus it begins. You know, Black Friday, you know, pretty much now it's like Black November, you know, and so it's really about stay calm and make this meaningful, especially with the economy still being so fragile, you know, so many people out of work or underemployed. It's not about the stuff you buy. It's about the moments you make with those you love and learning how to have the greater intimacy.
Very good point.
And that's what this time is really all about. Planning as a family and as a community, how do we want to go into these holiday seasons, and how do we want to have the magic and the meaning instead of the headache and the heartache and the bankruptcy in January? That's a lot of what happens. It's just really important to stay in reality.
Well, and I think it epitomizes that old phrase that we hear quite often, that when you go through and repeat the same actions over and over again, expecting a different result.
The definition of insanity.
So here we are at the front end of the holidays. We're at the front end.
Right.
And you know, those of you who are listening, that come January, maybe Beth's scenario is that scenario which unfolds for you. You know that now. So what choices, which
can
is all part of this program,
yeah,
giving you choices, what choices, different choices can you make today, today, now, that are going to make a difference in how you approach January, how you feel in January? Think about that.
And it's all for me about integration.
Yeah.
How do we integrate the spiritual values, the emotional needs and desires and wants, with the reality of life on this material plane?
Mm-hmm.
It takes a lot of real conscious choices and decision making and staying out of that victim mentality. You know, I have to do this or else my mother-in-law will be mad at me. It's like, you know, no, you don't. Pick up the phone and call the mother-in-law and just say, how can we compromise?
Yeah.
How do we negotiate and compromise and create solutions that are smart and effective and efficient and work for all of us?
If you believe there's a middle ground, then there is. All you have to do is work toward it.
Right.
That's really what it comes down to.
I work with so many families who are like, oh, I can't say that, I can't do that. And it's like, you know what? You really can.
You can.
You really can.
Absolutely.
Or else you're victimizing yourself.
Exactly. Exactly. Interesting. And we're going to be halfway through. Oh, I wanted to digress just a little bit back to October. I happen to be up at 3:22 the morning of
the lunar eclipse.
Now, it wasn't intentional. I did not set an alarm.
Exactly.
Our dogs.
Exactly. It just happened.
Yeah.
Fantastic.
Oh, my God. It was incredible.
Everybody says that. It's really breathtaking. It's really breathtaking.
You know,
I'm so glad you had that experience.
And all the superstitious prophecies aside, because I know there were some about blood red moons, it was just spectacular. And then, of course, on top of everything else, you could see the lunar eclipse, and you could see the stars all around. It was just, it was wonderful. It really was. So I hope you folks were able to see that. And if not, I'm sure there are all kinds of videos and pictures on the internet as well. Speaking of the internet, Beth is on the internet at BethMcDonaldConsulting.com. She's on Facebook at Beth McDonald Consulting. She's on LinkedIn. She's also on the landline phone, and that is 805-963-0842. And Beth, I cannot believe we're getting perilously close to Thanksgiving celebrations here. So we'll be talking with you next week as we hurdle our way towards that.
Absolutely. Thank you, Richard.
I'm Richard Dugan. This is Tell Me Your Story, New Paradigms for a New World, and we hope that you will stay tuned. We have more coming up here on the program.